Good morning. Greetings in Jesus' name. For devotions this morning, I'd like to turn to Genesis chapter 22. Genesis 22. It's the story of Abraham when he was tested by God and told to offer up his son, Isaac. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father! And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told them of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time. And he said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham dwelt in Beersheba. That passage has always been an interesting one. It's been expounded on throughout the ages. And for me, it all of a sudden took on a whole new meaning when my first child was born. And I all of a sudden learned the deep love that a father has for his child, for his sons and for his daughters, but especially for his firstborn son. It's hard to describe. We talk about it, but until you actually feel it and understand the power it holds on you. And God knows this power. God must have known this power when he said this to Abraham. Take your son, your only son, who I know you love, and offer him as a burnt offering. This passage has really spoke to me in a practical way in my life. Many times we read in the Bible different things the Lord has told us to do. This is his word, this is his way. Some of the things I learned later in life were different from what I taught when I was, when I was younger. One of the biggest things that I struggled with as a young man was the issue of non-resistance, actually turning your cheek, giving up your right to defend yourself. And in the worldly wisdom, our worldly understanding, it does not make sense. In the same way, it does not make sense that God said to Abraham, go sacrifice your son, your only son whom you love. It just doesn't make sense. Abraham could have been like many people today and says, that doesn't make sense. It does not compute. We know that it is wrong for someone to take things from me or destroy my life. So that makes it right for me to go defend myself. But God says, no. Take your son, your only son whom you love, and sacrifice him. And in the same way, God taught me to take the things that I love and sacrifice them. That spoke to me, and I hope it helps you today. God bless.